Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
The EU has announced plans to massively simplify tax rules relating to cross-border transactions. One example is withholding tax, but they might also include common VAT thresholds, standardizing deductions from income taxes, and perhaps a single website for reporting all EU-related tax returns. But the problem is not the will to make things easier, but rather that tax changes in the EU required unanimity, and that is almost impossible to achieve among 27 member states. So are there any low-hanging fruits when it comes to tax simplification in Europe? Neil Hughes is the chief executive of the consultants Assets Ireland and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Neil.
Yeah, good morning, Joe. How are you?
Can you give us an example of a messy international tax rule that really kind of bugs you and your clients?
Well, there's any number of them, Joe, really. I mean, this is really a significant shift, I think, that's been announced this morning. I mean, it's great news. One of the things which struck me, by the way, in relation to this is the EU actually putting their hands up and saying, you know what, maybe we can do things better. Maybe we are, the reputation we have of bureaucracy and red tape, etc., maybe that's something we should recognise and actually do something practical about it. So that's the first time I remember seeing that, something so comprehensive as that. And when it comes to our clients in Assets, it is a barrier to doing business. We have offices right the way, as you know, across Northern Europe, UK, Ireland and all the Nordic nations. And regularly we'd be asked by clients, okay, if we want to start doing business in Finland, for example, last week, which I was asked, how do we go about that? What is the VAT position? If we are we to set up a branch? Should we set up a limited company? What's the corporation tax? So the questions are all tax related when it comes to this. So that's why I was so pleased when the EU come out and say, right, well, we'd like to simplify how businesses can do, like how they can trade cross borders. Because typically over my career, Joe, what I found is if people can understand the tax system, they will engage with the tax system, they will pay the taxes, things become just much easier. And it's a boost. This is a boost, I think, to any business in Ireland.
Well, sticking with your example of VAT, of course, products that are considered for zero rating, for example, are different all across the way. So you don't know, well, is something zero rated in Ireland and is it maybe full rated in Finland? And that is just one example of something you could simplify. What would be the low-hanging fruit that I referred to at the start?
What is the Holy Grail?
I mean,
look, the Holy Grail would be in and around corporation tax. Like, I think if businesses...
Ooh, very sensitive in this country.
It is 100%, and this is why I think it'll be difficult to get unanimity, as you mentioned earlier, because people are very protective in their different countries in terms of their...
For obvious reasons.
For obvious reasons. Things have developed over decades as to why a particular corporation tax is in place, regime is in place. But if there was a much simpler regime in terms of the allowability, for example, of expenses, what's allowable in one country versus another,
and
that would be a huge advantage, whereby there's a general understanding that if we do business in Finland or Norway or wherever, well, then we are likely to get the same deductions that we would here. The ultimate holy grail is if you just won file and pay in one jurisdiction, and then there was some mechanism in the background to spread that tax around. Now, we are decades away from that, if it ever happened. But
that would be the ultimate for you guys.
Yeah, anything that would make it easier for businesses. Like, we're a lot of, it's the 30th of June, you just mentioned that, and it's really significant, by the way. It's the first half of the year is over. So a lot of businesses in Ireland, a lot of those ambitious owner-manager businesses looking to go from good to great, they're looking externally, they're looking outwards, and they're saying, well, how do we do business if we're in Republic of Ireland? How do we do business in Northern Ireland? How do we spread into the UK, across into Northern Europe? And when they get a message from the EU like this, that's going to give them an extra little push to say, yeah, do you know what? Why don't we just get out there and show up?
But there must be some form of taxation which is relatively simple to reform. Like I mentioned, withholding tax when you're in different jurisdictions. Would that be one area that...
Well, this is front and centre now in terms of this simplification, whereby the withholding taxes that are currently in place in relation to dividends, royalties and so on.
Yeah.
They are going to be simplified as part of this and eliminated, which, again, I think is a really, it's a great message in terms of the movement of capital around the EU.
And it helps with cash flow as well if you don't have to say,
exactly.
Okay, I need to keep in mind.
It's the refunds, it's the form filling. This is the barriers that are put in place where people say, do you know what, is it actually worth it?
And it's doable for relatively large companies like Assets, but if you're a smaller business, that's a pain in the neck big time.
Yeah, that is the challenge. That's a lot of post-Brexit. That's a lot of how some of the smaller businesses, say in the UK, found all of a sudden, well, we're not in a position to do this at the side of our desk, and we don't have the resources to go and actually take advice on this.
Is there anything in the Irish presidency that you think they could start on in terms of tax simplification?
These things tend to take, as I said, this is the first time I've heard something like this, and the EU actually putting their hand up like this. Again, great news, but no, I don't think we're going to see anything in the next 6 months. The practical implementation of this is where this is really going to either succeed or fail, because it's actually on the ground when, you know, advisors like ourselves and Assets are helping clients to do this. This is where it's going to really either take off, or whether this is just going to be another story which never really had an impact.
Of course, it needs to be done because the Chinese and the Americans are eating the European lunches.
Yeah, and this is going to make the EU stronger. This is the whole point of this. Because we have what an incredible... I was in Amsterdam, for example, last week, you know, just talking to some businesses there. Like, we have an incredible marketplace in the European Union. If you include ourselves, the common travel area with the UK, we have advantages there. Northern Ireland has the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
So we have to take every advantage we possibly can from that. And it looks like the EU are recognising that today with this announcement.
Thanks, Neil, for coming in. That's Neil Hughes, the Chief Executive of the Consultants and the Accountants, Assets.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.